Observations column. Titled, A Prelude and Warning. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. Next week, we will begin our Christmas teachings and take a break from his judgments. I must admit, my feelings are bittersweet as I write this week's column. Joy is mixed with sadness for the reality of what the world has yet to go through. The signs of the end that Jesus shared with his apostles are all in place. But it's Christmas time and a time of great joy. His arrival in Bethlehem should have been expected, a time of great joy for the Jews, as their long-awaited Messiah was about to be born. The prophecies that their own prophets gave to them were fulfilled. The Jewish leaders did not miss God's prophecies regarding Messiah's coming. They refused to teach of them to God's chosen people. I can only imagine that God has mixed feelings, the same bitter sweetness as time moves forward on earth, and his chosen ones still reject Jesus his son. But judgment must still come. The warnings are clear in today's text and in the prophets. We, however, are blessed to know that the end is not yet. So, while God's amazing grace delays his judgment, we shall truly celebrate beginning with next week's teaching. But for the teaching today, the warnings are very real. They are real for any and all who reject Jesus, Son of Man, and Son of God. The perfect Lamb of God will one day roar as the Lion of Judah and Savior of the world. This is a time of great joy to every believer, for we are washed clean by his shed blood. We will read of a glorious vision that unfolds through John's words. The text calls it a marvelous sight, and it describes a scene in God's glorious heaven that might bring fear to unbelievers, and cautious joy as Satan's followers are judged on earth. God takes no joy in doling out judgment, nor happiness in the destruction of anyone. But for the sake of the saved, sin cannot continue side by side with his glory, for he is not willing to stand in the presence of evil. The losses might be great, and not pleasant for the faint of heart, but the Lord God will reign in his sovereign glory for all eternity. From Proverbs 14 verse 27. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line, and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.